Welcome to the Cyber Psychos podcast. This is our season three finale episode. So listen up, folks.
Buckle up, buckaroos.
I also welcome to the Cyber Psychos podcast.
See, enjoy the ride, amigos.
Prepare to roll perception.
I got a 12. He got a 19.
All right, so everyone can just stop now. He got a 19. You notice, heretic, on the side of a wall in an alleyway, graffiti. The words, "Beware of the Milkman." Also, you see two Minneapolis police cars slowly cruising the next block. Minneapolis went bankrupt in the 2040s and gangs took over the city. With their funding depleted, by 2042, the Minneapolis Police Department was left without the means to conduct traditional law enforcement activities, including making arrests. They faced severe shortages in essential supplies and manpower, rendering them unable to detain or process suspects in a way they once did. This lack of resources compelled them to prioritize dialogue and community engagement rather than relying on arrests and detention. Officers became more like peacekeepers and mediators, focusing on prevention and de-escalation. So they're just watching you.
So the cops are better at their jobs in this universe?
Well, I mean, normally when you have a firefight in town square, you'll get the blue lights, but they
just watch us get diced.
Yeah, they kicked back. So Red Chrome Legion is really running things around here, and they are still police officers, but they don't have the resources they need to arrest all these people. Like, you could arrest somebody, but then what do you do with them? There's nobody to even process them.
Who is this milkman?
That's the question.
Guys, I'm noticing a lot of graffiti about this milkman. What the hell is he?
Oh, you saw another one?
Yeah, they seem to be all over the city.
Have we tried Googling it?
We don't have that in this universe.
You do have the local net.
Yeah.
You have the Minneapolis Google.
I wonder if I have the internet in my pocket. Let me see. Oh, look, my agent.
Roll, what's it called? Library
search?
I got a 10.
Yeah. There's just pictures of fat asses pop up.
Y'all, I'm really liking the results. Check this shit out. Yeah, I think my algorithm's fucked up.
As a media, I'm actually geared towards research. All right, so I got a 24.
So you find out that the milkman is the boss of the Red Chrome Legion in Minneapolis. Now, Red Chrome Legion is all over the country, especially in Night City, but they have quite a presence in Minnesota.
Local chapter.
And they ride motorcycles. They're MC.
We had just gotten done killing those Red Chrome Legion guys, right?
Yeah, I blew a guy's skull completely off.
Yeah, and I have his jacket now.
Nice. Doesn't it have swastikas on it or something?
I could take those off.
Y'all want to hit up the local ammo vendor? I have a feeling we're going to need it.
You're all stocked up from the train.
We're all stocked up from the train.
I think it would be worth a mention. Brock cuts the racist patches off of the jacket he stole.
I'll also grab one of the jackets off and start slicing off the insignia.
All right, I guess we got to catch up with Chef and them, because they boogied to get away from the turrets. We're not really any danger from the turrets. We got to get to the other side of that stadium, right?
Chef leads you to the lofts. As you go around the old football stadium, you hear gunfire. Two chromers on motorcycles ride along a dump truck racing down South 4th Street. The driver is firing out the window at them. The chromers throw a smoke grenade inside the cab of the truck. The cab fills with smoke, and the truck crashes into a wall. The Militech soldier stumbles out, choking and firing his Fox SMG blindly. The two chromers flank him, gun him down, and speed off.
Wow, there's a lot of action going on in this town.
Why are there so many Militech people here?
You're on the street by the football stadium, and you just witnessed a murder. Can you get your transportation straight? Because there's quite a few people. Let's get a roll call. Banthar, Scythe, Brock, Heretic, Chef, Yara, Drake, Hawk, and Vega. Wait, Hawk's not with you. Hawk and Silva are at the train. They stayed back with the train. And actually, Chef is going to make a call back to the train. He's going to call Silva right now on the telly. He's going to ring his telly. Listen, we've got a critical situation here. Saito and Luna, didn't make it. And we need you to do what you're best at. These two individuals, their lives have unfortunately separated from us, much like oil parting from water in a broken sauce. It's crucial we handle this with the utmost respect and efficiency. Chef out.
Silva is a medic, and he can go get the bodies.
This is a moment where we're reminded of the preciousness of life and the reality we all face. It's important to handle such situations with love, care, and respect for the souls who've passed.
Vaya, Robin, why'd you gotta be so emotional?
Dude, get your head out of your ass and end
up. Shut up, Robin.
Shamo.
All right, team. Eyes on the prize. Let's get Sakura back safe. We're not just a team. We're a rescue squad now. Let's do this.
Y'all need to figure out your transportation situation if one person is jumping on a motorcycle and the others are walking. There's 9 people here, and you can put 2 people on a motorcycle. Go. There's a contractor van parked by the hotel.
See, I would like to try to hotwire it.
Okay. Roll basic tech.
24.
If we use a contractor van, they won't see us coming.
Okay, everybody in.
Nice job, Banthar. Everyone in.
Andale, let's load up.
I'll get in the back.
You're going in the back.
Oh, yeah, no, I got the sissy bar. I'm solid.
You drive around the corner in a van and on a motorcycle.
Do we have matching jackets on this motorcycle now?
Did you put your Letterman jacket over sight? You go around the corner and you see the lofts. This was formerly a textile building with tan bricks and multi-pane windows. Has a 6-story parking garage attached to it. Sakura Sato is believed to be inside.
We should drive up into the parking garage.
That's a great idea, Banthar. We'll have cover from any sort of sniper or anything.
See, what do you think, amigos? Parking garage?
Wait. Look. Look! There's bodies on the ground! You donut!
The parking garage's first floor is a chaotic mess of around 25 bodies after a showdown between Militech and the Red Chrome Legion. Broken gear, guns, and the evidence of tech warfare scattered across the concrete amidst the bodies of around 10 Militech soldiers who didn't make it inside. Among the dead are 15 Red Chrome Legion gangers.
Well, it looks like they're here.
Banthar is going to scan level 1 for life.
You're scanning the bodies for life. All of these people are dead.
Red Carson would want to save them if someone is alive.
That is true. Hey, stop saying that name.
There are no vital sign signatures, which you could tell from your cyber eye infrared. Their bodies are cooled down to a more of a blue-green color.
Then we are driving over the random bodies like in the Nassau Walking Dead.
Wow. Why are you doing that?
Well, we can't. There's so many. There's 25. They got to be blocking the path somewhere.
Me and Brock are going to avoid them, just kind of weaving through them on the motorcycle.
There's plenty of parking. What the hell's your problem?
The smell of blood mixes with burnt electronics and gunpowder that hangs heavy in the cold air, while the garage lights flicker on the aftermath of the battle. Looks like some of the Red Chrome and some of the Militech, but no sign of anyone alive. In the parking garage, a blood trail leads to the hallway inside, like a body had been dragged.
Hey, so I'm following this blood trail. Is anybody following me?
Well, I have to stay close to you because, you know, my hand's in your back pocket.
Yeah, we're not on the motorcycle anymore. You don't have to do that.
Yara is a parkour expert and rapidly assesses the 6-story parking garage, identifying a path that includes ramps, walls, and railings for momentum. She springs into action using powerful wall runs and precision jumps to swiftly navigate vertical obstacles, while leveraging railings and vaults and tic-tacs to bounce between walls, gaining height with each calculated movement.
Wow, she's really good at that.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Her ascent is a blur of efficiency and grace, culminating in her reaching the top in mere moments.
Vaya, look at how fast she did that.
Does she got a radio on her?
Yeah.
Okay, we should probably ask her what she sees up there.
I thought you were going through the follow the blood trail.
We are following the blood trail.
Oh, okay, she's just going off on her own little adventure.
Yara doesn't speak.
Then what good is the radio?
Remember, she's a spider mute.
Somebody text her.
She contacts Chef on his agent and lets him know that it's all clear on the top deck of the parking garage.
All right, we're following blood. We're walking. We're walking.
Y'all going inside. Okay.
Is it unlocked?
It is unlocked.
All right, I pull out my gun and get away from Scythe.
I am, before we start going into doors and stuff, I am going to release Mother's Milk and the drone and put them both in sentinel mode.
Outside?
I mean, we're like in a parking garage, right?
Yes, but the door goes into the building. When you launch the two things, where do they go? In the parking garage?
The drone's going to go up and out to watch the outside of the building. Mother's Milk is just going to kind of cruise along like a bird would inside of a parking garage, because that's exactly what's happening.
So they're outside of the building.
Yes.
As you open the door in the dimly lit corridor of the first floor, five tech spiders descend from the ceiling with menacing precision. These are drones, their metallic legs clicking against the cold, hard floor. Each spider is about the size of a cat and is equipped with glowing red sensors that scan for their targets, casting eerie shadows against the graffiti-covered walls. They move in unison, a terrifying wave of artificial intelligence-driven intent, their bodies equipped with various weaponry, from razor-sharp pinchers to small syringes filled with a green liquid. The sound of their approach is a symphony of mechanical clicks.
Keep quiet.
I am putting my button on my mimetic camel.
Everybody hold perfectly still. Their sight is based on movement.
Also, the camouflage suit does not camouflage you from heat signature. Infrared.
What are we going to do, amigos?
Roll initiative. That's what we're going to do.
Let's do it.
Roll burn the building down.
Can we tell what faction they're from? Do they have any sort of insignia on them?
There are so many robotic animals in this podcast.
There could have been one more if y'all let me keep that fucking dog.
I already have a fucking robotic dog. Cuatro pilotes.
What a missed opportunity, guys.
Tech spider number two goes first. Heretic. You get attacked by a spider, and he's going to shoot a dart gun at you. Gets an 18. That hits.
Oh, God.
Where does it shoot from?
It's spider mouth and mandibles. So some of them like bite you, some of them sting you. Each spider looks a little bit different. 12 damage on Heretic.
Does that, since it's a poison dart, I know I'm screwing myself with this.
Resist drugs and torture. Did you resist that?
14.
Oh no, Red! Are you okay?
Why is everyone calling me that? Ow, no, I'm not.
It's the last episode. We gotta get it in.
No, you don't.
Oh.
We missed it for three seasons.
It's Banthar's turn.
Mr. GM, can I run for a spider and wrestle with it?
Sure. Roll brawling. You'll be wrestling some spiders. Which spider are you going to wrestle? There's five of them.
Spider number closest to me.
That'd be number two.
Okay, I roll a 26.
All right, hit him up.
I only get an 8 for damage.
Next up is Vega. Shoots a crossbow, I don't know why, at spider number three. Gets an 11. That's not going to work. Oh, because he's seriously wounded. Why was he wounded?
Turrets.
Turret battle.
The turret battle got him.
He did not heal up any.
It's been 5 minutes. You guys came up from the train station, got into a fight, came up the stairs, got into another fight, and he got shot in that process. It's been minutes.
How'd the brawling go with the fucking spider?
He booted it.
I did 8 damage to it. Kicked it right between the little spider balls.
I'm going to shoot at the spider that hasn't been fucked with yet with my shotgun. Spider number 3. Rolling for attack. Got an 11. Not brilliant.
I don't know how you can miss with a shotgun in a hallway, but you did. Tech spider number 3 takes an attack against Chef with a flamethrower.
Oh, God.
Chef's gonna get cooked.
He's been flambéed.
Crit fail. Lighter fluid goes everywhere. It just squirts out flammable fluid on the ground in front of itself. Malfunction. Up next is Chef. I always have a lighter with me to light the sternos for the chafing dishes. And he lights the floor in front of the spider. Spider number 3 is on fire. Brock, you're up.
How many are there?
5.
Okay, I take a swing at number 2 with Bagak. And 18.
So I get to roll evasion. Huh? 11. What's your damage?
Yeah, what's your damage, bud?
Been wondering that my entire life. I think my dad didn't hug me enough. 11 damage.
Red Carson's up next.
That's not my name.
Who the fuck is Red Carson?
I'm going to take a shot at spider number 4 with an assault rifle. 16.
No damage.
14.
Robin's up next. He's got that assault rifle now, but he should probably use a shotgun in the hallway. Boy takes a shot at spider number 4. Misses with a 7.
I mean, it is spiders. They're hard to hit.
Tech spider number 1 goes after Scythe with a shotgun.
Son of a bitch.
13 with a critical injury inflicted.
13 damage on me?
13 damage with a critical injury inflicted.
What did he roll to hit?
19.
Damn, that brings me down to 23 health with a crit injury.
You have a dismembered leg.
The dismembered leg is gone. Negative 6 to move. Minimum 1. I cannot dodge attacks.
My leg! What the fuck? It shot my leg off! Guys, my leg is right there! Help me!
I've got you, Scythe. Don't worry.
Get the leg!
It's kind of useless.
Get my goddamn leg!
Holy moly!
My perfect calves. Look at them.
Tech Spider number 5 takes a shot with a dart gun at Brock.
Thank God. I'm sorry, Brock.
What's he shooting me with?
A dart gun with a green liquid inside. Little syringy dart. A 14?
I got a 19.
Okay. Drake takes a shot at spider number 2 with a very heavy pistol. One shot. Gets a 16. 17 damage. That spider breaks apart into 1,000 pieces.
Look, he lost one of his legs like a Scythe did.
He's got 7 more.
Scythe, can we call you Eileen?
Yeah. How about Peg?
I hate you guys so fucking much. I'm in so much fucking pain right now. I need somebody to lean on.
I'll help you. Carry on.
Heretic, I might have a problem that you'll understand.
My medical diagnosis is you're missing a leg.
Tech Spider number 4 takes a shot at Banthar with a stun gun.
Oh, cheat.
He's got a lot of cyberware.
You're going to shit yourself.
13. That's not going to do it because you have the armor on. The spider comes up with an electrical lightning bolt between its mandibles and hits you in the shin, but it doesn't do anything. Banthar, you're up.
What is the number of the spider that I shot at last time, that I attacked last time?
That was spider number 2, which has now been broken.
Okay, I'm going to shoot a heavy SMG at spider number 3. It's 7. I suck. 7. That's what I rolled.
That's a miss.
Theoretically, couldn't I just throw the jacket over all of them?
Does anybody have a large cup?
Yeah, get a trash can and just put it over one of them.
You didn't say how big these spiders were. They're little fucking things.
I did. I said they're the size of a cat. All right, Vega is up next. Takes a shot at spider number 3 with a very heavy pistol. Gets a 12 and misses. Y'all suck. Up next is Dylon. Dylon, Dylon.
Boutros, Boutros, Boutros the 3rd.
With one leg missing.
I am on my ass bleeding out of my stump, moving back a little bit towards the door that we came in, away from the spiders. And I'm going to pull up my shotgun and take an aim at spider 3.
Scythe, stop bleeding. You're going to erase the blood trail that we're following.
I wish I had better friends. I shoot at the spider. I got a crit success. And when I rolled again, I got another one. Not another crit, just another 1 point. So I got a total of 19 to attack.
That's heavy damage. Chef's up next. Takes a shot at spider number 3 with an assault rifle. Fail with a 5. Damn. Brock Stockton, go for it.
Number 2 got blown up, so I'm going to hit number 3 with Bagak.
Okay.
So I got 17.
Hit it. Roll that damage.
And I completely forgot that Bagak has a rate of fire of 2. So I get a second swing.
Well, you don't need it because this spider is smashed.
Okay, next spider in line. Ba-blam. 29, critical.
That's spider number one. Red Carson, you're up.
That's not who I am. Oh, yeah, I still got to do the resist drugs and torture after this.
Oh, yeah, resist drugs and torture, DV 16.
12.
Yeah, yeah. Heretic drops to one knee, and then he drops to another knee. And then he falls flat on his face.
Am I dead?
Out cold.
Oh.
You're not dead, just blinking.
But you're addicted to heroin now.
Shit!
You can hear, see, smell, and taste everything. You can't move. You're paralyzed. You get to experience all of this. Robin shoots a shotgun at spider number one with a 17, creating 11 damage. Spider number one takes a shot at Heretic with a flamethrower. A 20 on Heretic. 11 damage. Spider number five hits Chef with a stun gun. He misses Chef. Drake is up next with a very heavy pistol, shooting at spider number five with a 21. Slammo. 16 damage. Spider number four takes a shot at Brock with a dart gun. 15 to hit.
16 to evade.
Starting it over with Banthar.
See, Banthar is going to put the fire out on the Red Carson.
He blinks, that is not my name.
I am patting him and blowing on him.
Thank you. It's not.
He is blinking a big thank you. He is saying, gracias, amigo.
Vega takes a shot with a very heavy pistol with a 17. 14 damage on spider number one. And kills it.
Hell yeah. Is that three down? Two to go.
Scythe is up next.
How you doing, buddy?
I've got no leg to stand on here, guys. I'm going to take another shot at... Give me a spider that's alive. Roll for my spider.
Spider five.
Spider five. Got a 17.
That hits.
24 damage.
You kill spider five.
Spider five. Spider five. I just killed spider five.
There is one more spider left.
I just slip in my own blood because I got a negative six to move, so...
Normally you hit spiders with a shoe, but the shoe is still on your foot. It's just on your leg, but it's not on your body.
Did Robin get high before this mission?
Chef's up next.
What's Chef going to miss this time?
Rude. 28 crit.
Oh, finally. All right. He's got it.
12 damage. Brock's up next.
Coming down with Bagak. Blam. 15?
Let's find out. Dips out of the way.
One more shot. 16.
You hit.
12 damage.
You smash the last spider, and its legs break off and scatter down the hallway.
Oh, gross.
Oh my god, this hurts so bad. Heretic, come over here and patch me up.
Okay, I'm paralyzed.
Heretic.
He's paralyzed. And a little bit on fire. You need a diaper?
Just speak up. I'm bleeding out over here.
I got a 27 on first aid to help the Red Carson.
I have like an anti-paralysis in my like medical stuff.
Oh my god, hurry.
Red Carson, quickly help the Scythe.
All right, let me shake it off. Give me a tourniquet. Pull someone's belt off or something.
You can use my belt.
Give it to me. And I yank Robin's belt off and create a tourniquet. I roll an 18 to stop the bleeding.
Banthar, hand me my fucking leg. And I start swinging it at fucking Brock.
Are you all okay?
No.
No. I've got no leg.
I'm fine.
I've lost my eyebrows, and those were my best feature.
Fuck your eye. My leg.
I think you still look handsome.
Thank you, Robin, but we've really got to deal with this leg situation.
Should we leave you and go on?
No. Give me a piggyback.
Get on my back, Scythe.
I proceed to Yoda on the back of Chef.
I was thinking more like Chewbacca and C-3PO.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
The hallway opens up to the lobby. In the lobby, the blood trail leads to the elevator.
Oh, look, there's a rolling trash can. We could just put Scythe in that.
The loft building has 6 floors. Would you like to take the staircase or the elevator?
Well,
something tells me the elevator doesn't actually work.
I don't trust no elevators. We should take the stairs.
Why don't we just load him into the elevator?
I remember the last time we took the stairs. I'm still tired.
Oh, come on, Robin. Do you want to smell my puck?
Let me hit that thing.
We need a leg up.
Well, we're a leg down, so I don't know if the stairs are a great idea. Do we know what floor she's on?
I'm thinking this blood trail might be a good place to start.
I don't know. I say we should load it with bombs and then blow it up on a floor.
It's an easy solution here. We press all the fucking buttons and we go floor by floor and see which one has a blood trail leading out of it. All right, so we're going floor by floor on the elevator, right?
I don't think we should split up, guys.
Is the loft more like kind of got that open hotel thing kind of going up with its elevators where you can see the floor, or is it just like a regular apartment complex?
Regular. And Yara's outside. I wanted to remind you.
Can I use my drone to scan the building to see if I can see any heat signatures on the inside?
Yes, go ahead. I'll let you do perception or basic tech.
I'll do basic tech. I got a 21.
Okay. You don't see any problems outside. Your drone puts its infrared on the penthouse and sees multiple people on the upper floor. Nobody else in the building except you.
All right, nailed this one, guys. They're in the penthouse, top floor. Let's go.
Okay, I still have the idea that we just load the elevator full of bombs and send it up there to blow up.
Do we got any bombs?
Aren't we supposed to be rescuing somebody?
I have some grenades.
Can you rig the a grenade to the elevator door to pop when it opens?
Wait, if you do an explosion, you might kill Sakura.
Who's that?
The person we're trying to rescue, Brock. Haven't you been paying attention?
The whole reason we're here.
It's been a wild couple of days. Yeah, I don't know. I keep on blowing up a lot of political things. I might have a problem.
Let's rig one grenade. One teeny tiny grenade to the button on the elevator. And it's going to blow up. And yes, it's going to do some damage to whatever's outside the door. But let's take the elevator up to the next to top floor. And then we go in through the stairs. Kind of a diversion while we enter the floor through the stairs.
It's only 6 floors. Are you just being lazy?
Yeah, we go through the elevator. We'll get immediately murdered.
All right, let's go up the stairs. I'm ready.
I got this.
How many of the Arasaka people are still with us? It's Chef and who? I know Yara's out.
Drake and Vega. Chef is carrying Scythe on his back. Everyone gets in the elevator, rides to floor number 5, and gets off to take the stairs one level up.
Okay, let's put Scythe in the window so he can guide Mother's Milk. And I will rig the grenade to the button.
Boy, girl, I'm going to set you down here by the window, okay? And you're going to control that can opener and the drone.
Did you just call my bird a can opener? All right, so I am going to position both Mother's Milk and the drone to a good vantage point on either side of the penthouse windows, because I assume it's got the panoramic view. And I'm going to fucking roll to... What do I see in there? Like, how many people?
Lots of windows.
Yeah, how many people do I see inside of it?
7 people.
Okay, why don't we... Because we blow up the elevator, they start getting shot at. They're going to come down the stairs to try to sweep the building to find out where the drone's coming from. We rig bombs on the stairwell doors.
Y'all rig every exit that they could go through. I'm going to shoot at them with the drone. I'm going to shoot at them with Mother's Milk. And I'm going to move Mother's Milk as a decoy. So that they chase them down the stairs.
So I got this cool new jacket.
Are they Red Chrome Legion or Militech? They're probably Red Chrome, yeah.
I could ride up the elevator and be a diversion.
They're Red Chrome holding Sakura.
Okay, so Militech failed.
Yes, Militech was trying to beat you to the rescue.
And they're all dead.
That you know.
Go up the elevator. Hey, guys, there's a chick out here. Looks just like Ava Von Braun, and she's wasted to get naked. Come check it out.
Are you going to do the grenade thing?
See, we're going to rig the grenade on to go up on 4-6 and blow up when the door opens.
How about I just hold the grenade and I'll go up and... Yeah. They're not going to shoot me. The pin's out.
I mean, you want to make that wild-ass gamble.
Send in the negotiator.
I like that idea. Do it.
If you do a grenade in the elevator, there's no more elevator for guaranteed.
No, I'm not going to pop it until, you know...
Well, he doesn't want to explode.
Yeah, no, I'm going to keep the handle on it.
He's going to go in there. He's going to grab the chick and slowly back out.
Are you high?
Very.
Just start putting all the grenades on you, like straight up Joker from The Dark Knight.
I gave him like 12 Scooby snacks before we went upstairs.
Brock gets a grenade from Banthar, pulls the pin, hits the floor 6. I'll see y'all up there.
You're brave, Brock.
And then we are going up the stairs quickly.
The door opens up on the 6th floor, and it's like an office. And the desks are all turned over to be used as cover. And you can see multiple people pointing guns at you in cover behind these tables. But they're not firing because they see what you have in your hand.
Yeah, grenade is right in, yeah, held out in front of me. Yeah, for some odd reason, heavy pistol next to my head. Now, wait. Nobody move or she gets it.
You don't see the hostage right now. Roll perception, actually, Brock. Just you this time. Isn't this nice?
Oh, not great. I'm a little distracted. I got a 4.
You notice that Mother's Milk is buzzing outside the window. It distracts you.
Yeah. Oh, neat. So, guys, what's going on?
Put the grenade down!
I wouldn't recommend it. I left the pin on the 5th floor. Probably not my best move.
Turn around and go back down to the lobby, or we'll open fire.
And won't that just blow things up anyway? And what are we doing here, guys? Face down. And I'm going to throw, what do you think? I got 7, throw 4 luck at it. Or we're going the Hail Mary on this one. So, all 7 luck.
I got an 8.
With the 7, I got a 29.
You're fucking convincing.
All right, listen, she's dead, all right? Get the fuck out of here. Just stop.
Can I see the body?
Look at the fucking blood trail.
Oh, that's hers. Yeah, I was wondering. I thought
get the fuck out of here with that.
Well, like, so I just need to confirm. That way I can just leave, because this isn't really even my gig. They hired me to do this.
I'm going to shoot you right between the eyes if you don't press the button and get the fuck out of here. 3.
Are you
2,
sure?
1.
Face down.
Another face down?
Yeah, I'm doing a fucking 9.
19.
Damn it.
It's like, look, man, you really don't want to do that, because if you shoot me, I'm going to shoot me too, and then this grenade's going to go off.
Listen, the milkman's in there. You don't want any part of that. Get the fuck out of here.
You guys are holding the milkman hostage too?
What the fuck? Are you high?
Very.
We got to shoot this guy.
I'm just going to little by little start like inching my way into the room. Look, I just need confirmation that she's dead. If I see that she's dead, that's job over. I'm going to leave. I don't know what I'm going to do with this thing, but it's not going to be here.
All of a sudden, the door to the office busts open, and a huge hulking figure comes out. He has full armor on, dressed like a cow.
Wow.
He has a bat, also. Black and white milk cow.
Oh, me too, bud. Mine's a chicken.
And he charges at Brock.
I'm going to back into the elevator.
So in one round, he could get to the elevator.
Oh, he's coming with me.
Yep. Milkman takes a swing at Brock with his cow bat. 14.
I got a 20.
He swings, misses, and slams into the backside of the elevator. You're both in the elevator.
Yep.
You want to close the doors?
We're hitting lobby. Door close, door close, door close.
That shit never works. The elevator goes down, and in that time, Milkman gets another shot at you. Crit fail.
Flies out his hands.
He drops his bat, and you hear a mooing sound. It's a one-on-one right now.
I got a 19.
18. Yours was 19? Heretic and Banthar roll for perception. So if the two of you don't get this roll, everyone fails. 14, DV.
17.
You hear a metallic thud from the floor above you.
Holy shit, what was that?
Brock and the milkman are brawling in the elevator, striking each other with bats. Brock has Pagok in one hand and a grenade with the pin pulled out in the other. As the elevator doors slide shut and the elevator begins descending to the lobby, Brock, you find yourself face to face with the milkman, an imposing figure towering over 6.5 feet tall. His frame is sheathed in cybernetic armor that draws inspiration from an unlikely source, a cow. The armor plates are meticulously painted in black and white patches, mimicking the pattern of a cow's hide. In his grip, he wields a baseball bat that carries the same black and white cow print as his armor. The milkman slams on Brock and takes a swing with his baseball bat painted like a cowhide. Swing and a miss from the milkman. Brock, it's your turn to swing back.
Does 18 hit?
Yes.
All right, rolling damage is... You got a 10.
Clangs into his armor. The milkman gets right in your face and says,
"How's your hand doing, Brock?"
What the fuck? Dude, is that... Is that you under there? Why'd you shoot my hand?
Looks like it's time to milk the situation for all it's worth. You're gonna pay for taking my kidney and shooting me in the streets.
I didn't do either of those
things, man. You're gonna pay for my kidneys.
What the fuck did I do to your kidneys?
You pinned me down at the American Spirit, and then, well, I did shoot. How's your hand? In it?
I got a guy. He got it fixed. Are we still fighting?
Oh, that looks really good, actually.
Now I kind of feel bad about, like, we got to figure out this grenade situation here.
The elevator is going down to the lobby, and everyone else is on the fifth floor. Mother's Milk, the drone, and Yara are outside the penthouse. Apparently, Todd the Bod is running things here in Minneapolis.
Dude, can we call a timeout?
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up, Brock Stockton.
Okay.
There's not room in this elevator for two media moguls.
That actually means a lot coming from you, man, just because, like, you were actually one of my...
Bam, and then it hits you at the back.
Do I have to roll to hold onto the grenade?
Yes. So, roll evasion. If you get struck, we're going to roll again to see if you actually drop the grenade as part of getting hit.
21.
All right, you nicely duck out of the way.
Fuck, man, let's talk about this.
This isn't about me, Brock. This isn't about me.
I'm really confused now. I'm sorry. I got to come clean. I've been doing rails pretty much since 7 this morning. How did you get out of Night City? I thought Arasaka, you know, those guys came and, like, grabbed you after it blew my hand off. Also, I should make you pay for the hand.
How does it feel to be powerless?
What's going on with all that noise downstairs?
Sounds like Brock's plan has gone up.
Would you go down and check it out?
I haven't heard an explosion yet.
That's true. But, Robin, you should probably carry Scythe. He's missing a leg.
It sounds like the elevator's moving.
They're probably going to the lobby.
I gotta carry Scythe. 1, 2, 3. Hang in there, let's go.
I'll give you something for the pain. Don't do that.
Where's Mother's Milk? We need it.
How does it feel to be powerless? To be at someone's mercy? Not great, I assume. But unlike you, I don't want your organs. I don't want your life. I want you and the Arasaka Corporation to feel a fraction of the pain inflicted on me. I want them to realize they can't control everything. They aren't untouchable. I want some kind of revenge.
Okay, yeah, we can make that happen.
Just then, Heretic, Banthar, and Robin carrying Scythe burst through the stairwell door into the lobby. The elevator doors open. Brock and the milkman spill out, wrestling.
You shot my hand off.
My fucking leg. Is that Todd?
Yeah, no, guys, check it out. It's Todd.
Oh, my God.
You look different, Todd.
Todd? Holy cheek.
When you guys shot me to shit, I had to get some more surgery. And I thought I'd go ahead and do this milkman thing.
Todd? Holy cheek.
He's still pissed about something to do with a kidney. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, you guys made me do that.
Oh, I almost forgot we took some body parts.
Why were you grinning the whole time you did it if you didn't want to?
I really enjoy the work of surgery, even if it's for the bad reasons.
You were smiling.
I mean, it was pretty fun. Got to prove that I know what I'm doing. He's still alive, clearly.
Shut up! This is about justice. The time and freedom that Arasaka took from me, and you took a part of me that I'm never getting back. My kidney.
Dude, if you need...
And for what? Profit? How much did you get for it anyway?
How much did we get for that?
We kind of let it go bad.
It dried up. Shamo.
Todd, if you need a kidney, we can get you a kidney.
There's plenty lying around.
We can talk about that later.
What do kidneys even do? You don't need them.
No, you do. You need your kidney.
You got two of them, Todd?
No, I took one.
Now one. Success.
So how'd you get mixed up with those racist guys anyway?
So... when I got bioscoped it to look like David Hasselhoff, it turns out that the Red Chlorum Legion are big, big fans of David Hasselhoff. And I just went with it, and they made me their leader. I've been their leader for years now.
All right, I got an idea. I'm going to get off of you, and I'm going to get Banthar to put this pin back in the grenade. And then we can figure this out. If you want to fight it out, that's fine, but...
we'll fuck you up.
I think we need to do this.
All right, everyone, put your weapons down. Don't have a cow.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not cut out for this.
Hey, Todd's back, everybody. Come over here and give me a hug. Hey, Todd, what happened to Sato? Is she dead or what?
She's dead. You don't understand how things went down here. We had everything planned out. Tight, by the numbers. Sakura Sato was to be moved quietly. No fuss. No mess. But the plans fell apart when Militech came in hotter than a summer mixtape, guns drawn, ready to fight.
Wait, so if she's dead, we're not going to get paid for her?
I don't think we're going to get paid for this anyway.
And Chef says, it seems Militech fought on two fronts and lost.
In the chaos, everyone was shooting. We were trying to hold them off and protect Sato at the same time. Straight bullet hit her. It wasn't supposed to happen that way. She was caught in the line of fire. It was an accident. This wasn't part of the plan.
My God, that innocent woman's dead? All because of your revenge?
That means we came to Missouri for no fucking reason?
It's Minnesota. We're in Minnesota.
Yeah, we're not in Missouri.
Same thing. Missouri is in Minnesota.
That's not it. You've been losing a lot of blood. You should probably stay calm.
I'm noticing there's a lot of spare legs around here.
Oh, but either way, we still got the milkman and the ransom and all that to deal with. So this was all about revenge? All these people? Militech, your terrible people, and Sato, and everybody from Arasaka, they're all dead because of this? My God, it's what I've been doing.
That's it. You've ruined it.
No, you don't understand. Chef, I watched so many of your men cut down, and I have to tell you this. I was planning to kill you. I was planning to kill all of you because revenge, because of what you did to the Coopers, but it's just more killing. I killed Electra's brother to get revenge on you, and does she get hers? Do I get mine? Is this all it ever is more killing? Todd, you have to turn from this path. Too many have died. I've walked it for now, and I've seen what it has gotten me. I used to think they called me heretic because I killed someone. But in reality, I'm a heretic because I argued that it was right. Just like you did to argue all these people into this death. Just like I did to argue all those others the death at my hands. I've walked this path for too long, and I've seen where it has done. Left us all broken. It's time it stops, Todd. It has to stop.
Todd turns away, his silhouette blending into the darkness of the hallway.
Hey, Todd! Catch!
All right, that does it for Cyber Psychos Podcast. Give some shout-outs.
I'd like to give a shout-out to all the people in Baltimore, Maryland.
I'd like to give a shout out to everybody in St. Louis again, including my family. I love you guys.
I'd like to give a shout out to everyone in Minnesota.
I'd like to give a shout out to Eureka, California.
Shout out to Chico, California.
Thanks for listening to the Cyber Psychos Podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Cyber Psychos.